You're listening to SBS News.
Hunting on the water is a natural way of life in the Tiwi Islands. Muntiyupwi Clan member Les Morris Alangara says they're looking for new ways of harvesting traditional foods, starting with the black lip oyster.
Been growing up eating them oysters, all the bush food, yeah, from the sea, yeah. Like oysters, turtle, digong, yeah, fish, crab, yeah, lots of things in the sea. Yeah. Good, you know, salty.
It's a delicacy which grows wild on rocks, fringing the two main islands of Melville and Bathurst. Now they're being farmed in cages, floating offshore where crocodile populations are both large and dangerous. Urban Karanaiwa from the Muntiyupwi clan says it's a great opportunity for the local community.
Yeah, chip him off the reef. Yeah, and for us to get them black-lip oyster is good, you know, for people and how to see different thing growing.
Green algae is a key element in the oyster diet and luckily is abundant in local waterways. The oysters are flipped to dry daily and are inspected for new growth, while hatchery production, which is critical to the process, is currently done out of a lab in Darwin. Evan Needham from the Darwin Aquaculture Centre says researchers have been collecting spawn from wild oysters and feeding them on a formula of algae until they're big enough to release.
I think that having a product that has a provenance, it's grown on country by traditional owners in a remote destination in the Northern Territory, is a fabulous story. I suppose the first step in the process was, could we actually breed them? So, yes, oysters are bred around the world, but this particular species hadn't been bred before. So we had a world first with breeding this oyster, and now we're just trying to perfect the techniques to be able to produce commercial quantities of oysters.
The Tiwi Islands is one of four top-end communities, with trials underway with the work being supported by research grants and the Northern Territory government. But as Les and Urban explain, there are hopes to take the black lip oyster to global markets in the next 2 years, with more investment needed before the project ends in 2026.
Better for them kids, you know, learn about the oysters, you know, growing some oysters. Yeah, and be great, you know, for the little one growing up in the future.
Hope will grow and we can send them in there, down all over the global, you know, and they can have a taste of our oyster that grows from our water.
Kira Hain, SBS News.